2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village.
Village, welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Got my brother Slink in the village, and we about to get active, bro. We about to get active. We got to discuss this Childish Gambino video, This Is America. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I have been chomping at the bit to discuss this video with you or Angie, hell, even anybody. I've been chomping at the bit, bro, because this was. Damn it. Alright, man. So, you know, without further ado, let's jump into this. But hey, I do have the video queued up in the background. So what I'm gonna do is, you know, due to copyright laws and stuff like that, I can't play the whole video, but I can play it in bits and pieces, and I'll screen share with you guys, and then I'll turn it on and off, and you guys can see the things we're going to discuss in this video. So hopefully you guys will enjoy our perspective on this video. And if what we're saying offends you, you know what to do. Email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com or give us a call at 619-202-1562. There it is. All right, so let's go ahead and get this screen share option going. We're going to, of course, share the video. All right, here we go, y'all. Unmute, and let's go.
We just want to party just for you. We just want the money just for you. I know you want to party just for me. Dancing should be free. We just wanna party just for you. We just want the money just for you. I know you wanna party just for me. Girl, you gotta dancing should be free.
This is America.
Alright, village. So we gonna stop it right there on that first point. Right? We gonna stop right there. I'm checking back and forth between Facebook Live, YouTube, because we got followers on everything now, Slink. We got YouTube followers, Facebook Live, people are checking us out. Appreciate everybody that's in here. But that very opening scene, bro. That opening scene, for me, when I initially saw the video, I was like, huh, okay. Not sure why he chose to pull the trigger like that, but okay, right? So then I started doing the research, right? Hopping on Twitter, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. The whole Jim Crow, the mammy with the big lips, the over emphasized features on African American, Black Americans, whatever you want to say. So when he made that pose and made that and shot the gun, I was like, yo,
you've seen that pose before in history.
Exactly. That was historical.
Jim Crow posters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That was the literal Jim Crow poster. And I didn't understand the historical context. I didn't. Because to me, I know a little bit about Jim Crow. I don't know a whole lot about him. I'm not going to sit up here in front and tell you that I do. But when he opened up the video with that, and then you see him, literally, he fires the gun and he hands the weapon off to somebody and they walk away. There's so much symbolism between what is currently going on today and what happened years ago, how things were done. So that opening scene, what were your quick thoughts on that opening scene, man?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. You know, that's Trayvon's dad. That's playing the guitar that gets shot in the head, right? You know that, right?
Did not know that.
Yeah,
no.
I believe that. I believe that's who that is. Mm-mm. I heard that a couple other places. I have to look it up, but I believe that's who that is. I'm not sure, but that's who that is. But anyway, also too, the gun, the symbolism also as well. You have to notice, look how delicately. If this is your first time seeing this video, I don't want to do a spoiler type thing.
Oh, this is a spoiler.
But look how delicate they handle the gun. Mm-hmm. Everything else is, there's a lot of commotion going on around. There's a lot of stuff happening, but look how delicate they handle the gun. They handle that gun. Basically, it's in this nice red linen cloth that he saw. Every time something happens with the gun, he gives it off and they put it in that. They take care of it. They take care of that gun over everything else. Also, too, look at the setting where they're at. It looks industrialized. It looks like a prison. So there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of. You could look through this video and find a lot of stuff. I'll just leave it at that because there's much more.
Oh yeah, there's so much more. So much more. Yeah, let's go ahead and let's screen share one more again. Get the video back up and. Okay, so let's go ahead and head to the next piece here. And you guys will see the handling of the gun and how things are done here.
Got you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America.
Okay. So we're going to stop sharing one more time here, Slink. You saw the way the gun was handled. I mean, gently placed into the cloth, right? Mm-hmm. But what some people fail to look at is, look how they drag the body off.
Yep. Like it's nothing.
Nothing. Move on. Hey, he got shot. Oh, well, but take care of this gun.
Yeah.
This gun, this... Exactly. This gun is so important. It's important, but this human being that just lost his life, his body, just hurry up and get him out of here, man, because we don't need to see that, right?
Yep.
Your thoughts on that? Go ahead.
I think I'm kind of in the same elk with you. I'm thinking the same thing when I look at it. You know, it's the symbolism of that gun and. The right to bear and weapons and Constitution, and yeah, I don't want to bring it that far, but I think that it has a lot to do with all of that together. I think that's all tied together, and I think it shows that the common sense part of it is that it weighs more than a human life does, and in particular that a brown or a black life.
Exactly, man. The grand scheme of thing is the gun is more important than the life itself.
Yes.
And if Village, if you guys hadn't noticed some of the distractions right off. Oh, hand the gun off, we drag the body. But what do you instantly see Childish Gambino do? He starts dancing. And I'm going to say it. Some of y'all are going to hate me for this, but he starts shucking and jiving.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at me. Look at the latest dance moves. Look at this with him. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
That's pretty much what he did, right? And he did easily, and it just shows culturally how easily we're distracted. Something major goes down, all you got to do is put some new kicks in front of us, a new dance move, a new video that don't mean nothing.
Who's sleeping with who? Who
exactly. Did that? And we lose our concentration just like that.
Kanye's and Kardashians and all that kind of bullshit. Excuse my language.
Say what you got to say.
Out there and... You know, and not just those folks, not like I'm pointing them out, but just pop culture in general. Mm-hmm.
In general.
Put that out there, and it's a huge distraction. You know, it's a lot to it's a lot to sift through. I mean, you can see, you know, it's just a lot to sift through. So,
and that's the crazy part. It's so much to sift through. So let's go ahead, screen share again, man, because we're gonna be back and forth doing this a lot for this video. And let me see here, where am I at? And let's start it here. Like I said, I can't play the whole thing, so I have to put little gaps and stuff in the videos. All right, let's keep playing here.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Pause it one more time, Sling. Let's discuss that scene, right?
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going on. First of all, the distraction, like we just said earlier, mm-hmm. right? The distraction. Yeah. If you look behind you.
How you move, how you slid in there?
Mm-hmm. All the distraction. It's okay, though, because yeah. We're laughing because he's speaking some real truths.
Yeah.
It's sad that it has to come out like this.
You have to look at it from all sides. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cut you off, Cam.
No, go ahead, man. What was you gonna say? Go ahead.
I was just chiming in on what you were saying. I'm sorry about that. You know, it's like, look how he's slitting. There's a lot going on right there, man.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at that scene from the perspective, like I said, all of a sudden, the first scene, he shoots his dude in the back of the head, hands the gun off gently, his body's dragged away. He's dancing, right? There's chaos going on around him as he's doing this. Complete chaos. But what are we focused on? Right? We're focused on him doing the dancing. We're focused on him like what? Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't move my neck like that. I ain't that young no more, so I ain't gonna front you. But my point is, we're looking at that perspective and we're so deterred so fast, right? And then we move to the church. We all know what happened in South Carolina, right? Dylann Roof, hopefully he gets executed. Or, even better, hopefully he spends the rest of his natural born life in a jail cell with Bubba and Nuck Nuck, and they make him wash drawers all day. I'm good with that too. But we lost 9 people in a church, right? Man goes into a church and shoots people after praying with them, right? We see Childish Gambino grab what appears to be maybe some kind of an assault rifle. I'm not sure what kind of gun it is. Don't quote me. He sprays the congregation down that's singing, the choir, gently hands the gun again.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go ahead. So what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Feeling everything that you're saying. I noticed all of that. You know, in the symbolism of South Carolina, you know, Dylann Roof, you get all that right there. That's what that is right there. And even the way he calmly, casually slid in there into that scene, that's what Dylann Roof did to those folks when he killed them. Slid into the scene, slid in there, did Bible study with them, you know, killed them. Then they took him to McDonald's. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm being real. I mean, I know that sounds crazy. That's literally, in layman's terms, simplest way I could put that situation that happened. I mean, that's what happened. So, and that's what you're seeing when he sprays the choir. Then also too, you gotta listen to what they're singing too. Listen to what that part of the song, what they're saying, what the choir is singing, and what, you know, that also too has to me something to say to the fact that he's saying, get your money, black man, get your money, black man, the choir singing this and that, you know, that could be taken, I think, in a few ways. I mean, like, as far as like with faith wise, and then also it could be too, well, what your focus is on and what the true meaning of life is and what your focus is on monetary, is on this. I mean, that's grand. I mean, we all want our stakes to be even with everyone else. We want the playing field to be even with everyone else. But there's a way about going about doing that in your life. And it seems like it's just part of one of the other distractions. It's all part of that distracting, just all the chaos is going on. They're even, that choir is even adding to it. Not, I think, intentionally, but part of that thought process is what I'm just saying, you know? And again, the handing off of the
gun,
of the assault rifle,
mm-hmm.
In such a sanctimonious, I don't know, it's lavished,
very the way they hand it off. Very delicate. I mean,
it really is. It's in this cloth is it looks pristine. It looks, you look at it, you guys see the video. It is handled the way it's handled. It's like, you know, it just shows what's right now. We've been distracted, and what's important, we're not seeing it. And we're letting this stuff just happen right in front of us.
Exactly, man. Exactly. There's so many different things. The piece that I want to kind of roll back to real quick, the Jim Crow reference, right at the very beginning. If you guys had seen the right hand corner of my YouTube screen, you guys would see. Some people have said that the Jim Crow reference, right, is in a sense him kind of owning it and owning it for Black culture. Right, it's not ideal, but it was used at one point in history to describe us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some would say they think he's just owning it. They're like, you know what? He's like, you know what? This was associated with us. I'm gonna go ahead and take ownership of it, just like Black people have taken ownership of the word nigga, right? Mm-hmm. We've taken ownership of these words. It's not ideal, but we've taken ownership. So there's so much, man. Let me let's get to
real quick, Kev.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Like, as far as ownership, do you think that it could be even looked at the opposite way? No, we don't need to own that. I don't even know if it's really that. I think it's just to say, pretty much, you were limited back in those days. That's what Jim Crow did to African Americans, Africans living in this country. It limited us. It was like a set of rules throughout the South. It's all this different stuff. It was just. Was horrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically giving you a comparison of, he's showing, telling you basically, times haven't really changed that much. This is what was going on. This is the essence of it. This is the essence of part of what I'm trying to show you. This Jim Crow, you're still dealing with that too. This whole video is not just gun violence thing. It's a lot of stuff combined in there. It's the prisons they're talking about. They're talking about the gun violence. They're talking about the bigotry. All of that, we focus on one part of it, but it's a that video is really, it's so simple. It probably didn't cost it much to make that video, I swear, but it shows you how simplicity is sometimes the best thing, and you have to look at these things sometime in that manner. It's not everything is so complex. It's really not. It's you take the common sense approach and you see this stuff and you go with that common sense, man, and think from the heart, and not a selfish heart, but think from a true, genuine heart, and that'll lead you right.
Exactly. I'm over here trying to comment with everybody here. All right, so let me go ahead and Slink, my brother, let's move on here to this next point. Let me go ahead and cue this thing up here. I gotta, you know, like I said, I gotta go a few seconds every time now because, you know, copyright laws and stuff like that. You don't want to get sued for something so stupid. You know what I mean? I'm just doing a podcast.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. We're going to screen share once again, and let's go ahead and let's go ahead and play again.
Don't catch you slipping now. Hey. Don't catch you slipping now. Hey. Look what I'm whipping now. Hey. Look how I'm kicking now. Hey. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Bruh. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
What?
This is probably my 10th time watching this video, and I watched it earlier again today. And today was the first time that I saw them throwing that man off the second floor or the second story.
Yeah, the ones that are hanging up at the top right
mm-hmm.
now?
Yeah. Yeah. They threw that man off the second. You didn't notice it?
No.
Oh, let's go ahead and let's head back then, brother. We got time. Let's head back. Let me go ahead and come back here.
I see him up there at the top.
All right. So what I'm going to do, here we go. And I'm going to screen share with y'all one more time here. All right, let's go ahead and play it again for you.
Look what I'm whipping up.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my car.
Did you see it that time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was
lots
one
of going on, man.
Man, it's a lot going on with this video, bruh. It is so much going on. Okay, so
a lot of distraction.
Bruh. I'm over here trying to say what's up there, Robert. You got people on the Welcome to the Village channel and my personal page and people on YouTube. So I'm bouncing back and forth. But
what's up, y'all? I hope y'all having a good evening.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So this was my take on that, right? There was the symbolism, like I said, he's dancing, shaking, doing his thing, but there is complete chaos going on behind him, right? Even in front of him, there was a one point where everybody had ran in front of him. But what did you do? They ran in front of him for a split second, but you immediately go back to him dancing, right? To me, that represents you see what's going on. You see the problem. You see what's going on in the world. But the minute that you are distracted, all of a sudden you lose focus on what's happening. That is what that represented to me. And there was a line in there, Slink, where he said, oh, this is a celly. This is a tool. Oh, that means so many things. How many officers have been caught behind a cell phone?
Yeah. It's a lot. It's so much. The lyrics are real simple, too. And I think that's great that they're simple. Because I was thinking, I was like, in the context-wise, I was like, I'm like, well, the lyrics, but it goes with it. You have to simplify, folks. To be honest, so they can catch the message. You don't want them to have it too complex. It is complex in itself. All these different topics wind up into one little video in such a short period of time. But it is powerful, man. You know what? I'm getting a text right now. Somebody's saying, watch, man, this is my wife. And she's saying that she's watching, man. She's saying that a lot of people saying that he jumped, and that could be a reference to suicide too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Tell the missus I said thank you.
There's so many ways you can see this, right? But the thing about it is, this is what I love about it. This is my biggest point right here. Even though me and you could she's interpreting something different than we're interpreting, but it's okay because it creates dialogue.
Creates dialogue.
Dialogue towards the right direction towards things that we have to conquer as a people together, all of us. When I say the people, I'm not talking about black people, I'm talking about everybody in this country, to bring us back together. It's a task that's in front of us that we have to just do. But I mean, we could do this, man. This country's done a lot of great things, so why can't we do it? Why can't we all be a part of this generation that makes this happen? But the thing about it is, you see this, and it's like we all seeing different things, but it's all leading towards the main thing, just us getting this right. You know what I mean? It's I love it, man. You can't be wrong with it. With either whatever way you perceive this and how we interpret these things, you're not wrong. I mean, these are issues that are powerful. So it's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. And it sucks because I can't play the video as is. So I'm trying to. I'm basically picking and choosing points to cover. Right. Yeah. What I encourage each and every last one of you that listen to the live show, or you come back and you listen to the recorded version that will be out here shortly or tomorrow, rather. I encourage each and every last one of you, please go and take a look at the video and interpret things for yourself. Because like Jermon just said, like Slink just said, his missus is watching him, and she's watching where we're watching. She said, no, he jumped. Well, I thought it was, it's suicide. I thought he was thrown off, right? And so we're creating dialogue. No matter what your perspective, we're talking about it. So there it is. All right, so you ready to move on to the next piece here, Slink?
Hey, I'm with you.
All right, man, let's do this screen share one more time. And Villa, this show is going to be a little bit longer than 30 minutes today. Y'all know what it is. Y'all like this. Let's keep it 100. All right, so let's go ahead and play it from here. I went forward about 6 seconds.
Contraband, contraband, contraband. Contraband, contraband, contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa.
They're going to find you like Hawker.
somebody. I just checked my follow and listen.
You gon' tell somebody.
You motherfuckers owe me.
Grandma told me, get your money, black man.
Black man.
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 Okay, I'm going to stop it there because there's a scene that I want to make sure that, because I got to fast forward it again for copyright laws and stuff like that. Bruh, so let's go on ahead and let's break this down.
I saw something I didn't see before.
Tell me, okay, go ahead. Tell me what you
but
did.
But I noticed it, but something made me notice it even more. I'm sorry, y'all.
Go ahead.
What's that horse? What did that horse, was that horse? Was that Robert E. Lee?
No. Horse? Yes.
That white horse run through?
Yes. Yes.
And then little lady, you see Trayvon's dad with a noose around his neck this time. He didn't get shot, but he got a noose around his neck this time. I don't know.
Tell me what you think about that horse.
I just noticed that horse.
Bruh. Like I said.
Before too, but maybe say, hey, what the? And I was trying to say, what is that on the horse? Can't tell, but I don't know what y'all think about that.
The horse, in my opinion, represented death.
You think it's death, like the Reaper?
Yes,
there's a black figure on there, like the headless, like a Reaper.
Mm-hmm. Some people, I've read some stuff online where some people say it's one of the four forces of the apocalypse.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
My interpretation of that particular moment in the video is it's death. And you see death, where is he coming from? He's riding away from the cop car.
Yeah.
Just saying, man.
Yeah.
Just saying. Think about it like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off. No. We just hated it before I interjected with that.
Oh, no. That's all I wanted to say, bro. That's all I wanted to say. Like, I was going to look up the biblical Bible verse for that, right? Because, you know, there's a Bible verse and, you know, whoever it is, he'll ride a horse and cause, like, it's a whole biblical thing behind all of this. It's a whole thing. It's crazy how, like, I looked up the Bible verse earlier today and I wish I would have just saved it, but it's the whole thing is just crazy. It's crazy, right?
It makes you see things coming.
Mm-hmm. So I got my little note card and everything. And this is another point that I want to say on this video. You know, when I'm looking at this from the perspective, when I look at it, I'm saying, damn, you know, our black artists and entertainers, right? We love them. White, black, everybody loves them. But when it comes to that man that's on the street, I don't think anybody cares. And I think that was just part of the video as well. You can be dancing, doing your thing, but at the end of the day, you just another one of them.
Yeah.
And when you get shot in the head or the cops do something to you, and I'm not, and again, Village, I'm not the guy that put down cops. I love cops. My pops is retired LAPD. Keep it 100, right? At the end of the day, there's still things going on in the world where when an African-American man or woman, actually African-American women are attacked more than African-American men, right? That's a stat that people don't really want to talk about. Everybody wants to focus on black men. Black women are assaulted and mistreated worse than anybody else. That is a verifiable fact. If you want to debate me on it, you know what to do. But what I'm saying is, if you look at that perspective, if you look at how entertainers are treated versus regular everyday black folk, it's totally different. It's a totally different mindset, totally different thought process, man. So let me get
Kanye West. That's how you get those attitudes of guys like that. Because they're detached. They're detached from reality. But I tell you one thing.
Hey, Slink.
Once that green runs out, partner.
Slink.
You're going to fall back right with us.
Are you in my head right now, bro? Because I was just about to talk about Kanye.
No. We're just two dudes on the same wavelength, bro.
Bruh, I was just about to talk about Kanye. And that's still, you know, when you look about what Kanye said and what's going on, I'm like, yo, you are not, whatever. Slink, continue your thoughts, man. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just was like, you all in my head right now, bruh.
Yes, indeed, man. Shoot, man, that was pretty much about it right there. I mean, you know, what else can we pull from that scene? There's a lot going, a lot right there. I mean, you see, he had his joint, so you got a reference to. I think that's what he was like. He was lighting up. That's what it looked like. So mm-hmm. got a reference to. It's a sign of the times. That's what this song is pretty much is. It's like this is America. So not necessarily that the marijuana reference is a bad thing, but it's a part of what's going on right now. It's culture. We're in a culture shift, a cultural shifting point right now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's real big. I mean, it's probably. I mean, I don't. You know, I won't say this how culture is shifting now and the things that are happening are in our lifetime better than any other lifetime. Well, not better, but greater than. It's more significant. But I really think this time, this point in period in time that we're all living right now is probably the most significant time in mankind's history since we've been recording history. Mm-hmm. And people need to realize the gravity of that. I'm not trying to go off on a tangent, but that's what this is. This is a small microcosm of that, you know? So these are changing times. So I think that's what you had the marijuana reference. I think that's what that was, I'm sure. So much, like, again, just so much going on. And he took that deep pause. It's like we don't get that time to reflect. Like, he paused like that.
Nope.
You know, in society, everything is so fast paced.
Exactly.
So many distractions, you know. So I think that is what that pause was about. Like we need to reflect, everybody, like inwardly. We all need to be like, we all need to reflect, like, what can I do, even on the smallest level? Everything helps. Every bit, you know, every drop helps. You know, there's a bucket, and every drop, there's a little tiny drops. You see what drops in your hand, but that bucket will fill up and it'll spill over. Every bit counts. So I think that taking a pause is like, it's like reflection for a second in the midst of all that chaos. I don't know. What do you think, Kev?
I think exactly that. When I saw that scene, I was like, yo. He lit up a blunt. Well, it was supposed to be the blunt, but don't know what it really was. I'm not going to go there. But he lit up, right? And he just paused. And it for me, I was like, yo, he's literally having to take a moment to soak all this in. Mm-hmm. Because even though he's the distraction in all this, mm-hmm. he knows what's going on around him. Yeah. Which was why I was going to use Kanye. Kanye was a distraction. Kanye knows what's going on around him. He understands what's going on around him. He is the distraction.
Yeah.
That's what this was. Mm-hmm. Everything that was going around
out there.
Everything that's going on in this video is a distraction. But Childish Gambino was like, yeah, I know what's going on. But hey, I'm going to distract you from this. Why? Because that's what they need me to do. That's what they need. They don't need y'all to focus on this. They need y'all to focus on me dancing and moving and grooving.
They're going to pass their agendas, man. How else are they going to take your internet away and net neutrality and all these different things and take in the EPA and pull back all the protections for your planet and for your water? Everybody going to be like Flint. And the rich folks, they're going to be in the gated communities while your kids going to be at school. When the schools are going to be like fortresses. They're going to be locked down with guns, but their kids ain't going to be experiencing that kind of trauma as a kid. They won't be experiencing that because they're I'm going on my tangent, y'all. Their kids will be in gated communities and in private schools with Nancy DeVoice or whatever her damn name is, who's the one who headed it all, kind of got it all going in that direction, stripping everything. And they're all doing this stuff. And people be like, I don't like politics. I don't want to get involved in it. I don't like it either. But I like my life, and I want a better life for you. And I want a better life for my grandkids. And I want a better life for my kids. want a better future. I want them to have a damn planet. I mean, it's so big, man. But then in itself too, it is so little. It's like we could all do stuff. We all do something, you know. It's speak up.
That's it. Gotta say something, man. That's it. That's the root. You gotta say something.
Yeah. If you sit by and you let it go by, you know what you are?
Guilty.
You're an accomplice. You're an accomplice. If you sit by and be like, well, that's not me. I didn't have anything to do with that. But you sat by and you let it happen. You're an accomplice. Don't be complacent. Everybody can do something. We all got busy lives and we have families and we have personal interests. Everybody can do something.
Everybody. All right, Slink, let's move on to this last piece of the video. Let me go ahead and fast forward here a few seconds because, like I said, don't need nothing stupid happening because I'm previewing or, you know, we're giving our thoughts on this video. So we're going to give it in pieces, basically. Let me fast forward here. That should be about it. That should be good. All right, so let's go on here and we're going to screen share here and finish this thing off. Screen share.
Just a buckle, hey. This is back down this world. An expensive bar, hey. Just a big dog, yeah. I can't look him in a bank, yo. My very life is a dog.
Okay. Stop sharing once again. Okay, so for me, you know, that last scene, I had to go and really dig on that one. There were some folks I was like, yo, it was that reference was to the movie Get Out. Mm-hmm. You know, how people were saying there was a one scene where he was sitting in the chair, had the big eyes, and he was going through the thing, going through the focus, going through all that. And when I'm kind of jumbled with my thoughts on that one because I didn't know quite how to verbalize what I was thinking. I understand the reference, but it didn't fully resonate with me, for lack of a better word. So yeah. I'm gonna throw it to you, man. What are your thoughts on this?
Kind of the same thing. Like the first couple times I watched it, it kind of just kind of blew by me because I ain't gonna lie to you. So some like. Not pop culture references. I'll miss a lot of it, you know. So sometimes, especially if it's more recent stuff, I'm just kind of like out of the loop with that. But yeah. So the first couple of times it just like go in my head. So and I'm still kind of like I still haven't really. There's so much to compartmentalize with this whole thing. So mm-hmm. there's other parts of this video that I still haven't even wrapped my head around. I see it. And I'm trying to tie it all together, even some of the parts that we've already passed. So, and this part kind of falls in with that. I don't know if that makes any sense to you guys, but
hey,
it's
Slink.
Like every time I watched it, I haven't watched it as many times as you have, Kev. I think I watched it again today, and I watched it two times before. So I watched it three times. So,
So let me throw this in here real quick, man. There's a young lady, a friend of mine here, Amber. She says, is it possible that he's running from his problems? What are your thoughts on that? I didn't even think of that perspective. Is it possible that he, because he realized, like, the whole video, right? Smell me on this one, Slink. The whole video, he's the distraction. He's the distraction. He knows what's going on, yet he's still the distraction to keep us, you know, entertained, for lack of a better word, right?
Yeah.
But then at the end of this, he realizes that his distraction was a problem. And now he's got to run from all the problems that he's caused. Yeah. All those people that were chasing him, those were the problems that he distracted us all from. So, that's a very good perspective.
The kind of roots. When I first saw it, like the first time I saw it, at the very end of it, when I see him running, my mind tells me, like, you know, like I said, I was trying to wrap my head around. But then the inkling that I got was basically this. It was like, all these problems, you can't run from them.
Yeah.
They're going to follow you, and they're going to follow
way or the
you
other.
As long as you go. And I just kept it as simple as that, but I'm like, there's got to be maybe a little bit more to it. I mean, because everything else has more to it. So that's what I mean when I'm like, I can't wrap my head around this. But I can in that sense where that's the way I feel. I feel like that's what that says. That says, man, you could run, you distracted, you could be distracted all you want, but then that multiplies too as well. You see, now you, it's like the floodgates are after him. He's hauling ass, and they're coming, and you can't, and you can't outrun that.
Nope, you can't outrun when you've done wrong. Karma's gonna come get you.
Yeah.
It's going to come get you one way or the other. That's basically what that said.
Oh, man, you reap what you sow.
Exactly. You reap what you sow. 100%, man. I totally agree. That's right. Yep. You can run, but you can't hide. Exactly. You can cause all these issues. You can run from these issues. But eventually, whatever you've done, what you've caused is going to come and get you. Dead on, Amber. Respect.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, Slink. No reason to cover R. Kelly. I haven't rocked with R. Kelly in quite some time now, to be honest with you. You know,
long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've.
It is, man.
Like, I can't even remember the last R. Kelly album I really bought, you know.
Been a long time, man. I had all this right here was totally black.
And right.
Had a race gun thing on
I didn't have none of this. I ain't had no damn facial hair. You know, I'm keeping 100. It's
been a long time, man.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to jump on that. Slink, my brother, tell the village how they can get a hold of you, man.
Yeah, folks, get at me at Slink Grindstone. You know, you also can find me at Slink Grindstone on Instagram and Facebook. So, guys, just holler at me, see what's going on. I haven't been as active recently the last few months and stuff. I'm working on some stuff. I got some stuff that's going to be coming out, and I know I've been saying that for a while, but I got some stuff that's coming out, so. It's going to be some good stuff, so something a little different, but something real good. So that's how you guys get at me. Holler at me.
Yo, I'm over here trying to read. I'm catching up on the comments. My boy Frank says, it's like that pause was him waking up, and now he knows he needs to run.
Ha, good one, man. Good one.
Dead on, bro.
That is dead on. Is that Frank?
Yeah, my boy Frank. I've known this dude probably since like 7th, 8th grade, I think, something like that.
Hey, Frank. That's it, bro.
Dead on, bro.
That's it, Frank.
Dead on.
No doubt.
Yup. So anyways, Village, let's go ahead and wrap this up. If you want to get a hold of me, I am at Enlighten My Mind on Twitter. I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. If you want to listen to the show outside of Crowdcast, check us out on Stitcher Radio, on iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr, by searching for Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be viewed on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, on Tumblr, and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. And Village, if you simply subscribe to the Crowdcast, that means you head over to crowdcast.io, create an account, follow the Village, and every time we get ready to go live, you'll get notified. You can hop in there. There's a whole comment section that wasn't even touched today. Y'all could come over, drop your comments on Crowdcast. I would love for y'all to do that instead, right? And if you got something significant to say about what we're recording, guess what? I can bring you on. I'll give you about a minute, maybe a minute and a half, to say what you need to say live on the air. And then we go from there. Keep it pushing. The other piece is Etsy page. If you want to support the Village, we have a little Etsy store. Wristbands. We got our t-shirts and tank tops. If you want to support the Village, go to Etsy.com and type in W2TV. That is our Etsy page. And Slink, the other piece of this that we did not get to cover, that we'll maybe cover at a future day, is the outcry from those that were like, oh, this is police bashing and all this other stuff. So we'll cover that on another day. Trust me. Yeah, we're gonna have to have a part two to this, because there's so much. There's so much that we didn't really get to discuss.
This could be the part one, and we could finish up next week.
That's sure. It. That's it. We can definitely finish up with a part two.
You guys want to do it, let's do it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Slink, my brother, great show. Thank you to everybody that tuned in. We appreciate each and every last one of you. Like I said, you have all the show notes. You know how to get a hold of us if you don't agree with our opinions, and that's okay. But again, it's our opinion. Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
You rocking with the village. You rocking with the village. You rocking with the village. Get it.